This recording, Guangxi 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at one old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job and a super private practice in North Square near the Dutch Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt jazzed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checking herself in the mirror and washing her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a frieze jacket, picking up her kit and hand for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that ancient goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take them first to check her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gentle stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fatal. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a resting bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." "Hello, I have visited to Guposhan National Foreign Park, and now let me introduce it to you. Firstly, when you arrive, you will find the door with a flavor of ancient. Then there are several waterfalls. You can take many photos with these beautiful waterfalls and feel the beauty of the nature. The most important thing is that you must climb mountains. The most highest mountain has 1,844 meters. It will take you 3 hours to reach the top. Finally, there are also many things you can do, such as camping, drifting, and drinking. I think Guposhan National Forest Park is worth to visit, and if you have any time, welcome to here. That's all. Thank you." Hong Di Lan Yu, Hok Ni Da Yat, Yat Gong Yat, Di Yat. 学而时立之，不亦乐乎？一杠二，有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？一杠三，人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二，二杠二，D 也，C 三壁， 一年二备之日之无夜。二降突啲又闻后啲日。今之后者是为能养，只要犬马皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？二降十啲日，是其所以，君其所有，察其所安，人焉受待，人焉受待。